reporter. Police reporter is about to tell you another true mystery story. It's the old story of Cain and Abel in a setting of western ranches and cattle towns. Once more we offer the police reporter.
In March 1903, a man and woman walked into the office of Dudley Hale, sheriff of Big Horn County, Wyoming. We discover them talking to the sheriff. They are Jimmy Gorman and his brother's wife, Bessie.
Well, Mrs. Gorman, I'm glad to see you. What seems to be the trouble?
It's Tom, Sheriff.
Tom? What about him?
My brother's disappeared. We ain't seen hide nor hair of him in 3 weeks.
You don't say. Well, why didn't you report this sooner, Mrs. Gorman?
My husband didn't just disappear. He went off on a business trip, and I haven't heard from him.
And you're afraid something's happened to him?
Yes. He never did a thing like that before.
He had over $700 in his money belt.
And not having heard from him, you think he might have been robbed and killed. Is that it?
Well, I'm afraid something's happened to him.
We heard this morning that you'd picked up a man's body in Big Horn River, so we came in to take a look at it.
Well, I don't think it's Tom. I'd feel better if I saw him.
Well, I'll take you in to look at him, Mrs. Gorman, but it'll be hard to identify. He's in bad shape.
You mean you can't tell who he is?
Not by his face.
Well, we can tell by his clothes and his jewelry if it's Tom.
Well, if you want to chance it, come on. He's in this back room. Right in here, folks.
I hate to put you to this trouble, Sheriff, but I've got to know.
We kind of fixed this room up for a morgue. Maybe you'd better look first, Jimmy. It's no sight for a woman.
You mean that's him laying over there on that table? Covered over with a sheet?
Yes, Mrs. Gorman. So if you want to back out of this, now's a good time to do it.
No. I'll stay. If it's Tom, I want to know it.
It's up to you. But don't say afterwards I didn't warn you.
Come on, Sheriff. Pull the sheet back and let's have this over with.
Well, there he is.
Oh, he's awful.
Oh, don't look, Bessie. I'll see if I can identify him.
But I must know, Jimmy.
Oh, he's Tom's height, all right.
And those are the clothes Tom was wearing when he left.
And that's the ring he's worn ever since we were kids.
You think it's...
Yes, Bessie. It's Tom.
Oh, Tom. Oh, Tom. Who did this to you?
We'll find out who it was.
Yes, Jimmy. Oh, Tom. Tom.
You're sure of your identification, Mrs. Gorman?
Oh, I wish I wasn't.
It's Tom, all right, Sheriff. Poor devil.
Come on, Mrs. Gorman. I think we'd better get you out of here.
What are you going to do about it, Sheriff?
What am I going to do? Why, try to find the murderer, of course.
So the body identified as Tom Gorman was laid to rest. But later, the sheriff learned that the man they had buried was not Mrs. Gorman's husband, but another townsman by the name of Bob McCoy. The sheriff and the mayor are discussing it as they ride along in the buggy.
How was I to know it wasn't Tom Gorman?
I tell you, Sheriff, you should have been more careful.
Well, his wife and brother says it was him. Besides, you couldn't identify him by looking at him.
But now that we know it wasn't Tom, what are we going to do about it?
There don't seem to be nothing we can do. Tom's estate has been settled and his wife's got the money. So I don't reckon there'll be any trouble.
I hope not. But if Tom isn't dead, he can cause us plenty of grief.
Now, look here, Mayor. How was I to know who the body was?
Well, you know now who it was, don't you?
Well, it was Bob McCoy, all right. No doubt about that.
What do you think we ought to do, eh?
Do just what we are doing. Drive out and tell Bessie and Jimmy Gorman about it.
We must be almost to their place. We've come over 20 miles now.
Right over this hill. Come on, Buster, shake a leg. That's it, right down in that hollow.
Nice looking place, ain't it?
Looks deserted to me.
Sure does. I heard something about Mrs. Gorman and her brother-in-law going off on a trip.
That'd be just my luck.
Here's the road up to the house. Let's turn up here.
I guess they're around. The dog's still on the place. Quiet, you. Down, boy, down.
Down that dog. Easy, Buster, easy.
Whoa, Buster, whoa. What's the matter, boy? Funniest acting dog I ever saw.
Well, let's go up to the house.
You'd think all that barking would have brought somebody out. Come on, boy.
That fool dog acts afraid of something.
Say, did you notice that for sale sign when we come up the driveway?
I guess Mrs. Gorman wants to sell the place. Can't say I blame her much at that.
You hear anybody in there?
Not a soul. Try the door.
It's locked. I don't think there's anyone here. Mrs. Gorman! Oh, Mrs. Gorman!
Oh, you're just wasting your breath. There ain't no one here.
There goes that dog again. They must be here. They wouldn't go off and leave him.
Maybe they've gone down to town or went visiting one of the neighbors, eh?
Wait till I look through this kitchen window. Yeah.
See anything?
From the looks of that kitchen, they ain't been home for weeks. Must have left in a hurry, too. But there's a steak in the frying pan that's green with mold.
Oh, maybe something happened to him. Let's take a look around.
That dog acts like he's trying to tell us something.
He does act as though he had something on his mind.
Let's give him his own way and see what he does. What's the matter, boy?
Well, he sees we're getting the idea. Then he goes into the barn.
Let's take a look.
Yeah. There's surely something wrong around here to make that dog act like that.
Where'd he go?
He came in the barn here.
Do you see him?
No, but I saw him come in, and there's no way for him to come out without us seeing him, so he must be in here somewhere.
Say, look at that pile of junk over there. Looks like he's dug a hole and crawled in.
Come on out, boy. Come on out.
That dog's guarding something.
Hey, come on, boy. Come on. Come on out. Take a look in the hole and see what's there, huh?
Well, I'll be darned. It's a man's foot.
What? Let's move this junk from off here. Who do you suppose this is?
Could be almost anybody.
Look, it's Tom Gorman.
What do you know about that?
And he's been beaten to death.
No wonder his wife and brother have disappeared.
Do you think they killed him?
Certainly looks like it. And then they identified Bob McCoy's body as Tom's, so no one would be suspicious.
What are you going to do about it, Sheriff?
Find Jimmy and Bessie Gorman.
Oh, they may be at the other end of the world by this time.
I'll find them. I'll trace them through that for sale sign. Whoever's selling this property for them will know where they are. I'll have those two in my jail in less than a week.
And Sheriff Hale did. He traced them to Montana, brought them back, and was questioning them in his office less than 2 weeks later.
What's the use, Jimmy? Your brother's wife spilled the whole story.
She's lying. I didn't kill Tom.
Then who did?
Bessie did it herself. She followed him out to the barn and hit him with an axe.
That isn't what she said.
I don't care what she said. I'm telling you the truth.
But you did help her hide the corpse under that pile of rubbish in the barn, didn't you?
I had to. I knew if Tom's body was ever found, nobody would ever believe I didn't kill him.
I still don't believe you didn't.
Well, I'm telling you the truth, so help me.
We'll see what Bessie has to say about it. Bring Bessie Gorman in here.
Okay, Sheriff. Come on, Mrs. Gorman. Here she is, Sheriff.
What do you want with me?
Well, Bessie, Jimmy squealed.
About what?
About killing your husband. He says you did it.
You lying skunk, Jimmy. How can you say that? Wasn't it you who was fighting with Tom out in the barn?
Yes, and when you saw he was getting the best of me, didn't you come running out with an axe?
And then didn't you break away from him and grab it away from me?
Well, only after you told me to. After you told me to use the axe on him.
Now we seem to be getting somewhere.
I don't care. She can't put all the blame on me. She had just as much to do with killing Tom as I did.
Well, if I did, I don't go spilling all I know to sheriffs.
Who started this villain stuff if it wasn't you?
I never said a word till he brought me in here.
Well, the sheriff told me you said I did it all by myself.
You fool, do you believe what he tells you?
But he said that you
Lenny
said...
Lenny was said to me, too, but I never opened my mouth.
Didn't she tell first, Sheriff?
No.
Then you trapped me into a confession.
Yes, Jimmy. There's tricks in all trades, and that's one of the oldest in the sheriff business.
Well, that confession will never stand in court. I'll deny it.
Won't do you any good, Jimmy. Whether you deny it or admit it, you'll hang regardless.
Both Jimmy and Bessie Gorman were convicted, but before the sentence of death could be carried out, they were granted a new trial. One night before the second trial, men began gathering in the town, and before anyone realized just what was up, a mob stood in front of the combined sheriff's residence and county jail.
Come on out,
Sheriff, or we'll break your jail down.
What's the trouble here, boys?
We've come to get Jimmy Gorman.
Well, you can't have him. I'm responsible for him. And when his second trial comes up, he's going to be sitting right there in the courtroom with me.
Oh, no, he's not. If you don't give us the keys to the jail, neither of you will ever see the courtroom.
Now, look here, boys. You can't do that. I can't give you those keys.
Either you're going to give them to the sheriff or I'm afraid you're going to get hurt.
We're wasting time. Take them away from him. Come on.
Boys are getting awful unruly, Sheriff. You better be sensible.
Let the law take its course, boys.
We're the law here tonight. Give us those keys before we take them away from you.
Wait a minute, boys. You win. Here's the keys. But I don't want all you running around the jail.
Well, just ask four of them to win and bring him out. The rest of them can wait out here.
All right, then. But you're doing a terrible thing.
I don't think so. Come on, fellas. Tonight. Open that door! Open that door up!
Which cell's in, Sheriff?
The second on your left. Don't take the wrong man.
Oh, don't worry. We all know Jimmy Gorman. This it?
Yes.
What are you doing in here?
We've come to get you, Jimmy.
Get me? What for?
What do you think?
You mean you're going to lynch me? Oh, I don't go. I won't go.
Well, you'll go whether you want to or not. Go on, take him out,
oh,
man.
Please, fellas, please. I didn't kill Tom.
Shut
honest,
up.
I didn't.
Grab him by the arm.
Oh, no, leave me go. Don't take me like that. Let go of me. Please, let go of me.
Drag him out.
Oh, fellas, you can't do this. Please, you can't. I'm innocent, I tell you. I won't go. I won't go, I tell you. Oh, please. Oh, no. Oh, please, don't. No, no, fellas. Please, I tell you, please don't do this. Oh, please, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Please, I didn't
do it. And that was the end of Jimmy Gorman. In the hubbub and excitement, Bessie Gorman escaped and was never recaptured. The dog whose intelligence led to the discovery of Tom Gorman's body would never leave the spot where it was found and died there a short time later.
You have just heard another true story of a crime as told by the police reporter. He dramatizes for your entertainment notable cases taken from newspapers and court records from all over the world. Listen for the police reporter. This is a radio release production.